感谢神，我们在这个主日的清晨，我们来思想神的话语。
Thank God, this Sunday morning we continue to study the Word of God.
啊，我们大家可以看到屏幕上圣经的经文，我们一起来读以弗所书五章十五节到十七节。
We can look at the screen and let's read today's scripture.
哦，在我们读圣经经文的时候，我们还是请大家起立。
We'll read Ephesians chapter 5, verse 15 to 17.
好，我们可以一起看到屏幕上圣经的经文，我们一起来读以弗所书五章十五到十七节。十五节起，你们要谨慎行事，不要像愚昧人，当像智慧人，要爱惜光阴，因为现今的世代邪恶，不要做糊涂人，要明白主的旨意如何。好，我们接下来再读约翰福音七章十七节。
Let's read John 7:17.
人若立志，遵着他的旨意行，就必晓得这教训或是出于神，或是我凭着自己说的。好，感谢神，神的话语我们就读到这里，我们请坐。
Please be seated.
好，我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美
你。Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, praise you.
我们感谢你把你的话语借着圣经赐给我们。
We thank you, give us your word through the Bible.
知道天地都会废去，但神的话一笔一画都不会改变。
We know that the heaven and earth will pass away, but the word of God will never change.
感谢神在这地上设立教会。
We thank you that gave us the church.
让教会成为真理的柱石。
And the church be the pillar of the truth.
让主耶稣基督成为教会的房角石。
And Jesus Christ is the foundation of our church.
让教会在这世上能够传扬神的话语。
And this church can proclaim the word of God in this earth, on this earth.
这是永恒不变的真理。
And the gospel is the truth.
愿神的话语成我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
May the word of God become lamp upon feet, light upon path.
也成我们生命的粮食。
And also become the life bread of our life.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Such a prayer in the name of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
常常有人会问到神的旨意到底是什么。
And often people ask, what is God's will?
那么在这一段时间，人们就常常会说，我们经历了这个总统的大选嘛。
And of course, this particular time we go through the presidential election.
很多人就会说，哎呀，到底哪一位，才是下任总统？神的旨意到底是怎样呢？
And so a lot of people ask that what is God's will for next president of the United States?
我们教会当然，不会说，这个总统哪一个总统是神的旨意。
Of course, our church will not say that which president is the will of God.
因为我们教会是传扬神的话语，传扬真理的柱石和根基。
Because we our function is to proclaim the word of God.
上帝的真理跟这世界上一切的道理有一个什么最大的不同呢？
And what's the difference between the God's truths and all the world's teaching?
上帝的真理是永恒的。
And God's truth is everlasting.
神的话语一笔一画都不会改变。
And the word of God never change.
天地都会废去。
Even heaven and earth will pass away.
人类历史上已经不知道出现过多少个国王，多少个总统，多少个首相。
And in the human history, it's so many kings and the prime minister, president, rise and die.
但是圣经就是这一本。
But Bible is just this Bible.
教会在这个地上是传讲神的话语，永恒的真理。
So church is to proclaim the word of God, the everlasting truth.
但是我们难免我们会看到在现在总统大选期间呢，就是很多很多基督徒就会常常问这个问题：到底哪一位是神的旨意呢？他要当总统呢
？But unavoidably, that we come to ask this question: which one is the will of God? That who should be the president of the United States.
当然了，在这两位的支持者当中都有很多的基督徒。
Of course, I believe there's a lot of Christian among both groups.
然后在这些基督徒当中，都有人会认为他们所支持的那一位就是神的旨意。
And among this two group of the supported two candidates, and some of Christians do believe that their candidate is the will of God.
他们都觉得，哎呀，我们支持这个，那才是神的旨意，对方那都是错的。
And they come to the conclusion that the one we support is the will of God, and the opposite side is wrong.
但是呢，在我们经历这个大选过程当中，我们还是难免会碰到这个问题，到底什么才是神的旨意？
So, I'm trying to say is when we even go through those big events, we come to the fundamental question, we often ask, is what is the will of God?
或者说，我们怎么知道呢？神的旨意到底是什么？我们怎么去知道它？
So, or rephrase it, how do we know what is the God's will?
其实主耶稣基督告诉我们，人若立志遵行他的旨意行，就必晓得。
And Jesus' teaching is that if anyone wills to do his will, then he will know.
那么这里所说的这个他的旨意啊，是指神的旨意。
And of course here, the his will is referred to God's will.
当然了，每一个人都愿意去做自己想做的事情。
Of course, everyone will to do his own thing.
但是耶稣在这里说，你如果立志去遵行神的旨意去行。
But Jesus here said, if your will is to do his will,
那么你就一定会知道神的旨意是什么。
Then you will know what God's will is.
耶稣在这里说，就必晓得这教训或是出于神，或是我凭着自己说的。
Of course, Jesus here is rephrased in a way that he shall know concerning the doctrine, which basically is God, Jesus' teaching, is from God or whether he speaks on his own authority.
耶稣讲这个话的时候，在当时呢，有人就质疑耶稣到底是不是从神来的，到底是不是神的儿子。是不是道成肉身的上帝？
So the context is that at that time when Jesus gave all those teachings, and someone just questioned whether Jesus come from God, what he speak is the will of God, whether he is the Son of God.
所以，对于我们今天的基督徒，我们有全备的圣经，我们当然知道耶稣就是神的儿子，耶稣就是道成肉身的上帝，耶稣说的话就是上帝的。
So for today's Christian, of course, we have this whole Bible, so we know Jesus Christ is the Son of God. What Jesus said is the Word of God.
所以，耶稣在这里，他这句话意思就是什么呢？对于当时的人来说，耶稣说：“你们只要去立志遵行。”耶稣说：“你们只要去立志遵行神的旨意，那么你们就一定知道，我给你们讲的这些就是从神来。”或者就是神在对你们说这些。
So what Jesus said in this scripture is to the people then said, if you will to do the will of God, then you would know what I said to you is the word of God, is the will of God.
所以这里耶稣其实告诉我们，我们怎么样才知道神的旨意到底是什么呢？耶稣前面其实提出了一个前提的条件，你首先要达到这个前提的条件，你才会知道神的旨意到底是什么。
So Jesus basically here tells us that what, how can we know the will of God? There is a condition. The condition is that if you will to do his will, then you will know his will.
所以简单的说，就是当我们来问神的旨意到底是什么的时候，耶稣在问我们一个问题。
So you can think about it, when we try to ask what is the will of God, and Jesus at the same time asks us the same question.
耶稣问我们的问题就是，你打不打算遵行神的旨意？
The question from Jesus is, are you willing to, or are you will to do the will of God?
或者你有没有下定决心，我要去遵行神的旨意？
Or put that way, are you resolved or determined to follow the will of God?
如果你说是的，我已经立定心志，下定决心了，我要遵行神的旨意。
And if you said yes, I'm determined or resolved.And want to do the will of God.
然后耶稣就说，那你就一定会知道神的旨意是什么。
Then Jesus said, okay, you will know what's the will of God.
如果你说， 我就是问一下。
If you said, okay, I'm just ask.
如果我发现神的旨意跟我想的不一样，那就算了，那就当没有问过。
And if you said, well, if I find the will of God is different from what I expected, then forget about it. Just ask.
如果你这样想，
if you think about that way,
耶稣说，那你就不会知道。
Then Jesus said, well, you don't know the will of God.
没有资格知道。
And you're not qualified to know the will of God.
你不立志遵循神的旨意，你没有资格知道神的旨意是什么。
If you're not determined to follow the will of God, then you're not qualified to know the will of God.
就像一个根本就没有打算真正上战场的一个逃兵。
Just like a soldier, if he really doesn't want to go to the battlefield, he want to escape, he want to run away.
但是他在那里总是问他的统帅，你的作战计划是什么？告诉我。
And he's there just keeping asking his general, say, what's your plan for the battle?
然后统帅问他，你有没有打算上战场啊？
And the general asked the soldier, are you plan to go to the battlefield?
然后这个逃兵就说，我不上战场，我不上战场。
If the soldier said, no, I don't want to go to the battlefield.
我就想知道你的作战计划是什么。
And I just want curious about what's your plan.
统帅就会对他说，那你就没有资格。
And the general probably said, you have no right to know my plan.
凭什么告诉你？你又不上战场。
And you're not going to go to battlefield. Why should I tell you?
所以耶稣呼召门徒的时候对门徒说，人若不爱耶稣超过爱一切，这地上的一切，甚至包括超过他爱地上的血缘上的亲人，人不配跟从耶稣。
And so when Jesus called his disciple, he actually told his disciple that when the people try to follow him, if it's not love him more than anything else on the earth, include the family of his blood.Then he is not worthy of his disciples.
这是同样的道理。
And it's like a similar manner that Jesus put here.
如果你根本就没有打算去遵循神的旨意，那你有什么资格去知道神的旨意？
And basically, if you're not willing to do the will of God, then what right do you have to know the will of God?
神为什么要让你知道？
And why God want to let you know?
那有人就会说，哎呀，我也不是不打算遵行啊。
And someone said, well, I'm not saying I'm not willing to follow, do the word of God.
那我只是问一下，如果好像我想的那样，那我就遵行啊。
And I'm just ask, if this is like as what expected, then I follow.
然后我一看，哎呦，跟我想的不一样，那我就不遵行啊。
And if it's different from what I expected, then I do not follow.
你也不能说我完全不想遵行，对不对？
And so you cannot say I completely don't want to follow the word of God.
那如果我们带着这样的想法，我相信那对于绝大多数人来说，你会对神的旨意失望的。
And so if you have this type of thought, I can guarantee most people will be disappointed to know the will of God.
因为你不是神。
Because you're not God.
人跟上帝之间本质的区别。
And there's a fundamental difference between man and God.
上帝的旨意不可能完全跟人的想法是一样的。
And God's will obviously will not completely the same as what you expected.
圣经说上帝是独行其事的上帝。
And God said, the Bible said God is the God who acting on his own.
圣经说上帝做事情不需要人去给他当参谋。
And the Bible said when God do things, he didn't ask people for his counsel.
简单的说，上帝不需要去迎合人。
Or put that way, God do not have to do people's favor.
他是造物主。
And he's the creator.
他不迎合被造物。
He not try to meet your expectation.
他爱被造物。
He loves the creation.
他 他拯救按他形象所造的人。
He saved the people that created according to his image.
但他不去迎合。
But he not tried to meet your expectation.
所以如果我们想啊，神的旨意跟我的想法是一样的，那我就去遵行。
So if we think about it, if the God's will is the same as what expected, so I will follow.
那我们绝大多数人都会死。
Then we'll be disappointed.
我们会发现，上帝跟人真的是不一样。
And you'll find that God is truly different from man.
你就会发现，哦，上帝的旨意跟人的想法真的是不一样。
And you'll find that God's will is different from what people thought.
这就是道成肉身的上帝，主耶稣基督在这个世界上传讲天国的福音，人们一听到耶稣讲话，人们第一个反应。
And this is basically the reaction when Jesus, the word got to come afresh, come to this world and give his teach. That's people react to.
这个是谁呀？
And who is this person?
感到很惊奇啊。
They are marved.
耶稣在登山宝训一开始讲八福。
In the teaching on the mountain, Jesus teaches this beatitude.
第一种耶稣说有福气的人是什么人？
And the first kind of person that Jesus says is blessed are those, what kind of person?
有没有弟兄姊妹记得？
Does anyone remember?
虚心的人，或者说贫穷的人，或者邻里贫穷的人。
And Jesus said, blessed are those poor in spirit.
这个就让人感到很震惊啊。
So this is pretty shocking to the audience.
为什么说贫穷的人有？
Blessed those poor in spirit are blessed.
我们今天在这个街上，你看到 homeless， 你会觉得这是个很有福气的人吗
？And when you go on the street, you see homeless, would you say they are blessed?
我记得有一次哈，我们教会不是就是给各家各户送口罩嘛，就是挂在人家门口嘛，我也去送了。
I remember that in early spring last year, we distributed masks to different families, and I also.Participate that event.
但是我们里面会放福音单张，对不对
？And we of course distribute the masks with a gospel flag.
有些人把他们的地址告诉我，我就开车去送。
And someone gave us their address, so we send the masks to them.
当然我们不见面啊，挂在门上，因为疫情的。
Because of the COVID, of course, we just hang on their door, we don't like contact.
然后我去到一些就是那些。看就是知道不是有钱人住的那个地方。
And I went to some neighborhood. Of course, if you look at the neighborhood, you know it's not like a wealthy family lived.
然后我也去到一些地方，哇，真的很好，一看真的就这个人真有钱啊，住在这个。
And also, I went to some neighborhood. Looks like very wealthy neighborhood.
然后我觉得，哎呀，哪种人更有福啊
？And I'm thinking which one is more blessed.
我真的想过，如果我住在那个有钱人住的地方，哇，那还是蛮享受的一件事情。
And at that time, my true thoughts is that if I live that wealthy neighborhood, it's probably very enjoyable.
其实，如果我们去思想耶稣说的话，耶稣说的话，绝大多数不是人们所期望要听到的话。
And so go back to what Jesus is teaching. If we think about that, at that time, almost the teaching of Jesus Christ at that time is not what people expected.
我感到震惊，这人是谁？
And people shocked and marveled. Who is this person?
所以我们今天要来思想神的旨意。
So today, when we try to understand the word of God,
那么上帝问我一个问题。
Then God asks us a question back.
你知道以后你打算遵行吗
？When you know my will, are you willing to follow?
然后如果我们说我要遵行，我立志要。
If our answer is that yes, I determined, I resolved to follow.
无论这个旨意是多么不像我想的那个样子
，No matter how this will is how different from what I expected.
但是这是神你说的。
So if this is what you said,
那我就遵行
，and I will follow.
那上帝就说：“那好，那你就一定知道神的旨意。”
Then God said, "Okay, then you will know my will."
怎么样？我们才可以知道神的旨意呢。
How do we know the will of God?
首先，立志遵行。
The first step is we determine, resolve, or will to do the will of God.
今天有很多人他说：“哎呀，我知道神的旨意就是让这个人当总统。”
Today, some people claim that I know this is the will of God, let this person to be the president.
好了，你如果去问他，哎，你怎么这么确定呢？
And then they ask him, how would you come to this certainty?
他说，哎，他当总统，我交的税比较少一点。
And his answer is that if he become a president, I'll probably pay less tax.
那上帝爱我呀，上帝肯定要让他当总统啊，我少交税呀。
And God loved me, and God want to have him to be a president, so I can pay less tax.
人就说，哎呀，他当总统，那我孩子上名校容易点呐。
If he become a president, then my children will be easy to go to a better college.
上帝爱我，上帝爱我的孩子啊，那上帝当然要让这个人当总统啊。
God loved me, and of course, God loved my children, so God want this person to be a president.
然后有人说，哎呀，只要他当总统，对我这个团体，对我们这群人，那就是有好处啊。
And if someone could come to say, okay, if this person become president, then it will be his policy will be better for our group of people.
那上帝爱我们这群人呢、啊、
？And God love our people, this group of people.
那上帝肯定是让他当总统。
So God wanted him to be the president.
那神的旨意啊。
This is the will of God.
那上帝那群人，上帝就不爱吗？
And so my question is that God do not love the other group of people?
神爱世人。
And the Bible said God loved the world.
甚至将他的独生子赐给他。
And he gave his only begotten son.
其实呢，今天不是很多人想知道神的旨意。
So actually today is not that people want to know the will of God.
他只是需要一个被称为神的旨意的外衣披在他自己的旨意上面。
He actually only want to have the clothing himself with so-called the will of God.
然后拿着这个神的旨意这么一个招牌，欺骗自己，欺骗别人。
And with this clothing, then he cheat himself and other people as well.
更加可怕的就是拿着这个神的旨意的这个招牌去欺压别人。
And even worse, that people can use this will of God as the excuse to oppress other people.
这些人不知道神的旨意是什么。
And those people, I don't think they know what is the will of God.
因为他们没有立志遵行神的旨意。
Because they were never determined to follow the will of God.
耶稣为什么说你首先要立志遵行你才知道呢？
Why Jesus said this, that your will is to do his will and then you shall know.
因为遵行神的旨意容不容易啊？
Because is that easy to follow the will of God?
不容易，对不对？
It's not easy, right?
所以你要下定决心，你说我问之前，我自己先要下定决心。
So that you have to resolve, you have to determine. Before even I ask, I have to determine. I have to make my mind.
无论神告诉我什么，
no matter what God told me,
我下定决心要遵行。
I will determine to follow.
因为我知道这是不容易的。
Because I know it's not easy.
这是极大的概率，跟我心里所期望的是不一样的。
There's a huge probability that God's will would be different from what I expected.
但我已经下定决心。
But I'm determined.
我去遵行。
I will follow.
那如果是这样的话，那你就知道神的旨意。
If we do that, then we know the will of God.
在我以前家乡的教会呢，我印象很深。有一天晚上哈，一个从国外来的一个宣教士，突然到我家里来拜访我。
Long time ago, back in my home country, in China, in a church, and one night, a foreign missionary come to visit me.
然后呢，这个宣教士，他那天晚上来得很急迫啊。他跟我讲，就是他，就是一直在传福音的一个年轻人，也是他的学生的一些事情。
And this missionary actually come to in my house in a hurry, and basically want to kind of fellowship with me. Bought one of his student, also he's the person that he tried to preach the gospel to him.Some things about that person, that student.
然后这个学生呢，就是 前一天晚上在他这个查经聚会当中，这个学生突然情绪失控了。
And that student actually the day before that evening in this missionary's Bible study group, and somehow kind of lost his temper.
然后这个学生就当时讲了很多亵渎神的话。
And at that time, that student actually spoke a lot of word of profanity.
是不是很多？倒不见得，但是就是非常的可怕和严重，在这个宣教士听来，这个话太可怕了。
I'm not sure it's many, but in the missionary's description, it's just so serious type of profanity.
当时那个宣教士，我印象应该是就是60多岁，就是70多岁这样的人吧。
My impression that missionary probably is like in his age of 60 to 70s.
然后他说我一辈子从来没有听到有人讲这么亵渎上帝的话。
And what his description is, in my whole life, I never heard people say such a profanity word against God.
其实我完全可以理解哈，因为在我家乡的教会都是人，那个尤其是年轻人都是受无神论教育长大的。其实我传福音的时候，我听到很多很多一些人讲亵渎神的话。
I think to me, I kind of fully understand because I understand that young men in my home country, they are all with the education of atheist education. And in my experience of preaching the gospel, I hear a lot of people speak this type of friendly word against God.
就是在我自己信主之前，我也是这样，我也讲过亵渎上帝的话。
Even myself, before I become a Christian, I speak this type of word as well.
后来我就听这个宣教士跟我说，但是对于这个宣教士来说，他是没听过，因为他是从小生长在一个他那个环境是从小就是在这个信仰的这个氛围中长大的。
So I just hear what's this missionary described to me. Of course, for him, he was grow up in the kind of religious all faith environment. So he never heard this type of word.
后来接下来这个宣教士跟我说什么？他说这个学生呢、一定不是上帝拣选的。
And then kind of things and the missionary follows saying that this student was certainly was not chosen by God.
我不用再关心他了。
I don't need to preach the gospel to that student anymore.
我也告诉他我这个查经聚会我的家也在不欢迎你了。
And I told that student that my house and my Bible study group no longer welcomes you.
因为在他的信仰观点当中，上帝拣选一些人得救。
Because he in his theology that God chose some people to be saved.
有些人上帝没有拣。
And some people do not saved, chose.
后来我当时听这个宣教士这样讲。
And at that time when I hear this missionary speak like this.
我当时心里就说，我没有说出口啊，因为他年纪很大，我当时年纪很小啊。
And at that time, I'm kind of speaking my heart. I didn't speak out because you know, he is kind of elder.
我说感谢神呢，耶稣不像你啊。
And when I said in my heart, thank God, Jesus is not like you.
我说耶稣如果像你，那我得不了救啊。
If Jesus is like you, then I cannot be saved.
我以前我信主之前，我也讲过亵渎神。
Because before I come to believe in Jesus Christ, I spoke some of the profanity word too.
我也嘲笑过那些有信仰的。
I laughed at those people has a faith.
我一样的骄傲狂妄。
And I'm also like the same way of pride and arrogant.
我在回想我信主之前的我。我一点看不出来，我是一个被神拣选的人。
If I think about me that before I come to Christ, I can hardly imagine I can be chosen by God.
但我现在，我敢说，圣灵在我心里有确据，神拣选了我。
And but now I can say, and Holy Spirit gave me the assurance that God chose me.
那个学生是很糟糕，是很坏。
Of course, the student is.Kind of terrible, those words.
他比信主之前的使徒保罗更坏吗？
But if we think about it, is the student actually worse than Paul than before he became a Christian?
不见得吧。
Probably not, right?
如果信主之前的使徒保罗在那个查经聚会里，他会把你这个宣教士给抓起来。
Because if Paul is in this Bible study group, he probably will be arrested that missionary.
在他信主之前，在保罗信主之前
Paul before he become a Christian, before he come to believe in Jesus,
他甚至可能纠集一帮人，拿石头当场就打死你这个宣教士。
According to what Paul did, he even can before he become a Christian, he even can get a group of people and stone the missionary to death.
事实也是这样啊。
And that's the truth. That's what Paul did before he come to know Christ.
当人们拿石头打死第一个为主殉道的斯蒂凡的时候，当时还没有信主的保罗就在他们当中啊。
And when people stoned the Steve to death, the first one died for Christ. Paul is among them.
然后保罗在信主之前，他自己去抓基督徒，逼迫基督徒啊。
And Paul, at that time named Saul, actually before he came to know Christ, he himself do all those work to arrest the Christian, put them in the jail.
我们看到那个时候的保罗，我们会说他是被上帝拣选的。
And if we look at Paul, Saul at that time, the question is he chosen by God?
上帝拣选就要拯救他，我们看得出来吗？
Can we see that God chose to save him? We can see it.
我相信没有人看得出来吧。
I don't believe anyone can see.
我们再看耶稣，他祷告一整夜，然后第二天呼召的那些门徒，你看有是不是怎样的人呢？
If we think about that, Jesus prayed the whole night, and then next day he called his disciples. What kind of people are they? Were they those disciples?
使徒彼得
Peter
朝夕相处跟耶稣三年半
and live with Jesus for 3.5 years
听了耶稣的教训，见证了耶稣行的神迹
hear his teaching and witness his miracles
耶稣被抓起来，彼得三次不认耶稣
when Jesus was arrested he denied Christ 3 times
税吏马太
and tax collector Matthew
卖国贼呀、
啊、，and it's kind of traitor.
犹奸呐、啊，犹太人的奸细啊。
It's basically is a traitor to the Jewish nation.
你像那个脾气暴躁的那个约翰，那个雅各。
And it's a very angry John and James.
动不动看到人家不接待他们，就要从天上降下火来把这些人烧死。
And when he see the village people didn't receive them, he asked Jesus to send a fire to destroy the whole village.
我们看到这些人，我们会说：“这些人是上帝拣选要拯救的。”我们看得出来吗
？Or look at those group of people, we think, well, this group of people is actually really God's chosen to save.
其实呢，那个宣教士，其实我知道，他已经受不了了，他忍受不了这个学生了。
Actually, I kind of understand this. That missionary actually is kind of cannot tolerate that student anymore.
他其实心里已经下定了一个心智，已经有意了。
Because in his heart, there's already a will, there's a determination.
然后呢，他需要说这是神拣选的旨意。
But he needs closing his own will or own thoughts.With a God's chosen will.
不是我没有爱心啊。
It's not because I don't have a love in my heart.
上帝没拣选他。
God didn't choose this student.
所以我何必在他身上浪费时间
？So why do I have to waste my time in the student? Understood?
我当然也是在心里说，我说你是上帝吗
？And of course, I'm speaking in my heart. I'm thinking you're not God.
你知道上帝没拣选他吗？
How do you know that God didn't choose that student?
你看到当年信主之前的保罗，你知道上帝就拣选这个人吗
？If you see the Paul before he became a Christian, and do you know that God will choose Paul?
我们知道有一次哈，使徒保罗那是信主之后了，信主之后了。
And we know one time, Paul, of course, after he became a Christian.
那么在使徒行传十八章记载，使徒保罗在哥林多传福音非常不顺利。
We know that in the Acts chapter 18 record that Paul is preaching the gospel in the city of Corinth, and it's not very successful.
然后保那个全城的人逼迫他反对他，保罗很生气呀、啊。保罗说：“我走了。”
Because the whole city rise against him and persecute him, so Paul actually is very mad. He said, "I'm going to go."
那么在保罗看来，这整座城市里一个拣选得救的都没有，我何必在这里浪费时间？
So in Paul's thought at that time, he said, "This whole city, none of them actually chose by God. Why do I have to waste time on the city?"
结果那天晚上呢，神就对保罗说话。
But at that night, the angel of God actually speak to Paul.
神说，在这城里有我许多的百姓。
And what God would come to Paul is that in this city there's a lot of my people.
就上帝对保罗说，我在这个城里我拣选了好多呀。
And God actually speak to Paul, said, "Okay, in this city I have a lot of people I have chosen."
所以你继续留在那里。
So you stay there.
继续在这个城里传福音。
And continue to preach the gospel in the city.
那你就放心，这城里我拣选了很多。
And just take it easy. I do choose a lot for myself.
结果保罗就顺服。
And of course, Paul submitted himself.
他又在哥林多待了一年半，一直建立教会。
And stay in the city of Corinth for 1.5 years and established the church.
所以当我们来思想神的旨意的时候，神对我们说，我们首先要立志遵行。
So when we try to think about what is the will of God, ask what is the will of God, God told us we have to have the wills to do His will.
我们不要说我心里已经有一个主意了。
And we don't want to come to the state and say, I already have my thoughts or my ideas.
然后我就想听一听神怎么看这件事情。
Then I just want to listen to what God say about this.
然后给我们心中的这个想法披上一个神的旨意的外衣，然后我们可以不用去做一些事情，或者去做一些事情。
Then the closing our own idea with so-called God's will, so that justify we do something or don't do something.
那如果是这样的话，那我们不知道什么是神的旨意。
If we do this, then we don't know what is the will of God.
那这里我们要特别说呢，耶稣在这里说的“人若立志遵行”，耶稣说的这个立志。跟我们人的这个立志是完全不同的。
And the other things we want to point out here, what Jesus said, if anyone wills, to do God's will, this wills or this determination or resolve is different from what we think. We think our will and our determination or our resolve.
人的立志是让自己的意志得到强化。
When we according to our own will to determine is try to strengthen our own will.
打个比方，我今年立志我要赚到100万。
For example, this year I determined to earn $1,000,000.
赚一百万是我心中的一个想法。
And $1,000,000 is my thought, my goal.
是我心中的一个意愿。
It's my desire.
然后我通过立志的方式强化这个想法，强化这个意愿，强化这个意志。
Then through this determination, this decision, that I strengthen my desire of this $1,000,000 desire.
同样，有很多人在新年他会立志啊，今年我一定要当 CEO.
Or someone determined in this New Year's, I want to become a CEO.
今年我一定要达到我定下的目标。
Or maybe just I want to reach certain goals. I made it up.
然后我立志。
So I determined, I resolved.
然后其实我是强化我的意志。
But what I am actually doing is try to strengthen my own desire or my own goal.
但耶稣在这里说的立志遵行他的旨意，耶稣说这个立志是什么？
But here, what Jesus said, anyone wills, what that means, wills.
你忘记你自己的意思。
And what Jesus said is here, if anyone wills, this determination is that you forget your own will.
你弱化你自己心里的愿望。
You gave up your own desire.
你不是强化你的意愿，而是你把你自己的意愿丢掉，丢掉。我只要神的心意。
It's not that you want to strengthen your own desire and your own goal. Rather, you let it go, your own will, your own desire. I only want the will of God. That is the will Jesus is talking about.
所以耶稣这里说的例子跟我们平常人的例子正好截然相反。
So here, the wills, what Jesus is talking about,is quite different from what we usually understand our determines our resolve.
我们举一个好像听起来就是很正面的例子。我今年立志做一个好基督徒。
And let's take one example, like a very positive way. Say, I determined to become a good Christian this year.
神对我们说，你是不是立志想做一个好基督徒？
And so Jesus, God asked us, are you determined to be a good Christian today, this year?
是，我已经立志，我今年一定要做个好基督徒。
And then we answer to God, yes, I'm determined. My will is to be a better Christian this year.
然后耶稣会说什么？
Then what Jesus said to us.
耶稣会说，那首先你舍己。
And then Jesus said, you deny yourself.
忘记你自己。
And give up yourself.
忘记你自己
forget yourself.
忘记你自己的成就，忘记你自己的荣耀，倒空自己。
Forget your own achievement, forget your own glory, and empty yourself.
你才可以刚刚开始来跟从耶稣。
Then you are at the starting point to follow Jesus.
所以耶稣在这里说例子，什么？我们怎么样才能够真正立志，像耶稣说的这种立志呢？前提是我先丢掉我自己的意愿。
So here, the wills that Jesus referred to, the condition is that we gave up our own will.
好，我们把这个给大家说。首先，丢掉自己的意愿。
First, give up your own will.
下定决心。遵行神的旨意
，determined to follow the will of God，
然后我们就会知道神的旨意。
Then we will know God's will。
有一个姊妹呢，她经历过这样的一件事情。
There's a sister had this experience。
然后她这个大学毕业要去到研究所哈，就是也叫读研究生哈。
And you graduate from college and you go to the graduate school。
两个选择
，and there's two choice
啊，两个很不同的学校，他都可以去到那个学校去读研究生。
Two different school and she can go to either one of them.
然后这个年轻的姊妹不知道怎么选。
And so this sister don't know what to choose, which college, which school to go for his graduate program.
然后他就请他们教会一些比较年长的姊妹哈，就是信仰成熟姊妹，就你们都给我祷告，你们都给我祷告。然后神怎么跟你们说，让我该怎么选
？And so this sister basically invited the sisters in her church, of course, much elder sisters said, "Okay, please pray for me and let me know what's God, which school that God wanted me to choose."
然后当时很多年长姊妹给她祷告哈。
And there's a lot of prayed for her.
然后有一个姊妹祷告完了以后呢，就是神告诉我了呀。
And so a lot of pray for her, and one after prayer said, "Yeah, God told me."
他说神对我说，神已经告诉你了，你要去哪个学校啊
？And he said, "God already told me that he already told you which school to go."
你就是不愿顺服啊
！And you just not willing to submit yourself.
所以你为什么还要让我们给你祷告，浪费我们这么多人的时间呢
？And why you still ask us to pray for you and just waste our time?
上帝告诉我，上帝说他已经告诉你了，你要去哪个学校啊？
And God told me that he already told you which school to go.
你不顺服。
And because you don't want to submit yourself.
结果你浪费我们大家时间，让我们给你来祷告。
And you just waste our time to pray for you.
其实很多的时候，这是我们真实的光景。
And a lot of times that probably is our real situation.
真不知道神的旨意吗？
You truly don't know where God?
知道。
And you know?
不愿意顺服。
But you're not willing to submit.
像耶稣基督，他告诉他的门徒，他要去到耶路撒冷，要被钉死在十字架上，第三天从死里复活。
We all know that when Jesus said to his disciples that he's going to go to Jerusalem and third day will be crucified.
然后这时候彼得就拦住耶稣，就说你这事儿转不灵到你身上。
And Peter basically stopped him and said, Lord, this thing will never happen to me.
结果耶稣回头就对彼得说，撒旦退我后面去。
But Jesus immediately said, Satan, get behind me, Satan.
你是绊我脚的，因为你不体贴神的意思，只体贴人的意思。
And you are offense to me, for you are not mine for things of God, but things of man.
所以很显然，彼得在这个地方，他不明白神的旨意是什么。
Of course, here we can see clearly that Peter don't know what is the God's will.
但耶稣说，就是他根本其实他也不是不知道，他就是不体贴，或者是不考虑神的旨意。
And So, but Jesus' point out is that it's not what Peter don't know. It's basically Jesus, Peter is not mindful of the things of God.
那彼得在意的是自己的想法，人的想法。
Because what Peter focused on is the mind of man.
结果耶稣就对彼得说这么重的话。
And Jesus speaks very harshly to Peter, actually, here.
我们特别注意。彼得在这里只是体贴人的意思，没有体贴撒旦的意思，是不是？
And you can see here what Jesus said, he is only mindful of things of man, even didn't mindful of things of devil.
但是耶稣就说彼得此刻的彼得就是撒旦。
And but Jesus actually rebuked Peter, said this is a Satan.
神的诡计是什么？对不起，魔鬼撒旦的诡计是什么？
You know what is the trick of Satan?
魔鬼撒旦的诡计就是让人去体贴自己。
His trick is just let us to mind of our own self.
当我们人越来越体贴自己的意思的时候，魔鬼的诡计就得逞了。
When we more and more mindful of ourselves, then his trick works.
我们越来越体贴自己的意思的时候，我们当然也不会在意神的意思，我们也就不知道神的意思。
Of course, we're more and more mindful of our own desire, my own will, then we are not mindful of God's things. Obviously, we don't know what the will of God.
魔鬼的诡计就得逞了。
And so his trick works.
那么当耶稣从死里复活的时候，四十天之久给他的门徒讲神国的事情。
And when Jesus risen from death, in 40 days, he speaks to the disciple about the kingdom of God.
然后四十天讲完了，结果门徒问耶稣，主啊，你复兴以色列国就在这时候。
And in the end, when the disciple in the end said, well, Lord, is this the time you restore the kingdom of Israel?
耶稣在这个时候非常失望。
I think Jesus was very disappointed at that time.
四十天之久讲天上的事，
because 40 days talk about the kingdom of God and talk about the resurrection.
耶稣讲的真理是关乎永恒的真理，
because Jesus teaches the truth about eternity.
但是门徒心里呢，总是想暂时的事情，地上的事情，地上的大卫的国，以色列的国。
But disciples still think about earthly things and earthly kingdom, the kingdom of Israel, the kingdom of David.
也就是说，耶稣给他们讲了四十天，他们没有听进去，不明白，不明白耶稣讲什么。
You can see that Jesus speak to them for 40 days, but they didn't hear in. or they don't understand what Jesus said.
是不是耶稣这个教课的水平很低呢？
Is that God, Jesus has a very bad skill to teach?
当然不是。
Of course it's not.
而是这些人他心里已经有自己的想法，自己的意志了，所以他不知道，不明白神的想法。
It's because those people have their, already have their own thoughts, own ideas, so they don't understand the will of God.
他们也不把自己心里这个意愿给丢掉。
And they not cast out their own desire or own will, so.
耶稣已经很多次告诉人，告诉他的门徒，神的国是怎样，从东从西从万国万民都有神的儿女来到神的国当中，这才是。是神的国，这个才是天国的宴席。耶稣已经很多次给人讲了。
And so many times Jesus teach them what the kingdom of God looks like, from east to west, from the south to north. There's all nation, all people gathered together. That's the kingdom of God.
但是门徒还是想大卫之前的国，犹太人的国。
But disciples still think about the kingdom of David, kingdom of Israel, kingdom of Judah.
当然最后五旬节圣灵降下，圣灵充满这些使徒们，他们就不一样了。
Of course,
就传讲神国的福音了，再不讲犹太国复兴的事情了。
Of course we know what happened in the Pentecost, the Holy Spirit come down and filled with the disciples. From now on they preach the kingdom of God. They no longer talk about the kingdom of Israel.
所以罪人的本性呢，是随从肉体和心中的喜好去行。
So we know the very nature of a sinner is that we follow our desire of a flesh.
圣经说，我们以前得救之前，我们也是这样。
And the Bible teaches us way before we come to our salvation, we are like that.
以弗所书二章三节，我们以前也是这样，随从自己的肉体和心中喜好去行。
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 3, that we are the same. We, among them, we follow our own flesh and desires.
所以当我们总是按照自己的喜好去行，按照自己的举号去立志的话，我们没有办法知道神的旨意。
So if we always wills or resolves or determine according to our will and our desire, then we have no way to know the will of God.
然后罗马书八章也告诉我们，随从肉体的人体贴肉体的事。
And Romans chapter 8 also teaches us the things we follow our flesh and then we mind for our flesh.
所以没有办法明白属灵的事。
So you couldn't understand the things about the spirit.
然后更是说体贴肉体的就是与神为仇。
And it made it even further, said if a carnal mind is enmity against God.
然后在提摩太后书更是提到有些人一些妇女，他们是常常学习神的话语，但就是不明白，就是不明白。
And in Timothy also talk about a group of people, they study the word of God all the time, but they couldn't understand.
前面说为什么呢？被各样的私欲引诱。
And also the scripture tell why is that? Because they are attracted by all their own desires, flesh.
也是随从自己心中的喜好。
And follows our own, its own life, the lusts in their heart.
随从自己心中的喜好来思想来学习神的话。
Because what it says, this group of women actually follow their own lust to study the word of God.
也就是说，我心里想，上帝一定是这个样子的。
And because, like, basically, I think the word God is like this.
神爱我吗
？God's love me, right?
那神既然爱我，那他一定是要把这个给我呀，或者我想要的东西给我。
If God loved me, then he will give the things I love.
然后就从圣经中找。
And then they go to Bible to find.
找到一两节经文，就说你看看，是确实确实。
And find the scripture to support.
就是你看，那上帝给他的儿女就是丰富啊，这个富有啊，因为圣经有这样的经文呐。
And so Bible gave that promise that God will give His children an abundance.
然后又看
，then they look at it again.
哎呦，又看哟，上帝怎么对以色列人就是管教那么 可怕的管教就管教以色列人他的儿女呢？
And look at is how God seriously disciplined or reproached the Israelites.
那上帝的独生爱子耶稣，那耶稣在地上怎么那么穷呢？
And God loved Jesus, but how poor is Jesus is when he was on earth.
所以就困惑了。
So they got confused.
那不明白了。
They couldn't understand.
反复读，反复读，就不明白。
And read again and again, just couldn't understand.
为什么呢？被心里各样的私欲引诱了。
Why is that? Because they was completely filled with all kind of desires, flesh desire and lust.
所以呢，当我们读圣经之前呢，立志遵行。
So when we read the Bible, we should determine to follow.
当我们立志遵行之前呢，先丢掉自己心里的想法。
And before we even make that determination, let's cast down our own will.
这个常常学习却不明白，我觉得，有一个很好的例子哈，来让我们理解这件事情。
And always learning but never able to understand. I thought of one example, so can help us understand that, why that's the case.
我们知道，在前些年有一本非常畅销的一本属灵的读物，叫做《雅比斯的祷告》。
We know that a couple of years ago, there's a very popular book called the Jabez Prayer.
然后呢，其实整本圣经关于雅比斯这个人的记载就两节经文。
And the whole Bible actually only two verses about the Jabez.
然后呢，第一节就说这个孩子啊是他妈妈难产生下来的，这孩子生下来就好苦啊，他妈妈生他生了很多，受了很多痛苦。
And basically, I said, okay, this guy actually was His mother gave a very difficult birth to this person.
是个可怜的孩子。
It's a kind of poor kid.
然后第二节经文呢，就是他做一个祷告，就是，对神说：“圣愿你赐福于我，扩张我的境界，常与我同在，保佑我不遭患难，不受艰苦。”
And then second verse basically referred to him, and he made a prayer to God. He said, "Oh, that you will bless me."Indeed, and enlarge my territory, and your hand would be with me, and you would be keep me from the evils, and I may not cause pain.
然后神就应许他的祷告。
And then the Bible ends with says, "So God grant him what he requested."
然后有人根据这两节经文写了一本书。
So some people just according to these two verses and wrote a book.
超级大卖，超级畅销。
It's a very popular book and has the very high number of sales.
然后我看到这本书，我想这本书，我就感到很奇怪。那以前那么多的基督徒，那么多的神学家，怎么就没有一个人发现有雅比斯这个人呢
？At that time, I kind of see the book is so popular, I kind of come to question. And through history, I don't recall any theologian or someone.Wrote specific about him, and why all those guys didn't find out that it's so important.
那些非常伟大的基督徒，非常伟大的神学家，他们难道看圣经都不如这个人看得仔细吗？都没有看到雅比斯这个人吗
？And so many great Christians, so many great theologians, are they really not as good as this person to read the Bible?
如果我们今天问大家，你认为圣经当中哪一个祷告给你印象最深
？If today we ask people, what do you think? Which prayer in the Bible most impress you? What do you say?
对啊，主耶稣的祷告啊。
Lots of prayer, of course, lots of prayer.
然后刚才有姊妹说，主耶稣在客西马尼园的祷告啊。
Of course.Someone said the prayer that the Lord made in the Garden of Gethsemane.
父啊，不要照我的意思。
Father, not my will.
照你的意思。
But thy will.
有人就根据耶稣在客西马尼园的祷告写了一本书，叫做《耶稣的祷告》。
Someone actually wrote a book according to Jesus' prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane.And the book name is The Prayer of Jesus Christ.
大家猜一下这本书卖得好不好
？How do you guess how well this book sold in the market?
很多人估计都不知道这本书，对不对？
And I guess a lot of people don't know this book, right?
那很有意思的事情吗？
Is that interesting?
亚比斯的祷告，哇，超级大卖。
Jabez's prayer, super sale.
耶稣的祷告，没人想去看呢。
Prayer of Christ, no one want to read it.
大家都明白亚比斯的意思，非常清楚，是不是？
Because everyone understand what the Jabez prayed.It's very clear.
是不是人们不明白耶稣的意思呢？看不懂。哎呀，耶稣祷告太难了啊，看不懂，是不是这样呢？
Is that people don't understand what Jesus prayed for? It's too difficult, so we couldn't understand.
不是的。
是那。
所以常常学习就不明白。
So that is like often learning but never understood.
那有人就说，那你如果把亚比斯祷告说得这么不好或者这么不堪，那上帝听他祷告啊？
Someone could say that, oh, if you said Jabez's prayer is not that significant, but God granted, right?
觉得很正常啊，因为这个孩子太可怜了。
Because that's very normal, very right, because the Bible said he's very poor and he is a poor kid.
很悲惨的孩子。
It's very pity and suffer a lot.
上帝是慈爱的上帝，上帝怜悯人的。
God have mercy upon him.
所以上帝给他想要的东西，这不很正常
？And God grant his request. Is that normal?
我们今天每个人都得到上帝的怜悯，我们甚至都不用开口求，上帝都给啊。
Today, every one of us, we have the mercy of God. Sometimes we even don't ask, and God granted it to us.
跟耶稣用五饼二鱼喂饱五千个人，那五千个人有没有求耶稣呢？没有求啊。
And God, Jesus used the five loaves and two fish to feed the 5,000 multitude, and among a lot of them, none of them actually asked Jesus to do that.
就是耶稣和他的门徒看到这些人饿了。
And because Jesus and his disciples saw those people in the hungry,
耶稣就行神迹供应他们。
And God have mercy on him and perform miracle to provide to them.
所以这是非常正常的事情。每天上帝降下阳光雨露，给这个世人怜悯，给让这个世界上的人能够有气息，能够存活。每天我们都经历神的怜悯和恩典，这太正常。亚比斯的祷告其实是很正常、很普通的一个祷告。
And so you can see, actually, Jabez's prayer is very normal and very typical type of prayer people make, and God grant a sun and a rain and all those mercy to us, to everybody, us.
但是耶稣的祷告就不寻常了。
But the prayer of Jesus Christ, it's unusual.
尤其是在克西马尼园的祷告。
Especially his prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane.
这个没有人听见有人这样祷告。
And Never heard people actually pray in that way.
不要照自己的意思，要照神的意思。
Not my will, but thy will.
但是耶稣让所有信靠跟从耶稣的人都可以做这样的祷告。
But what Jesus wants is he wants all the people who follow him can make such a prayer.
我们怎样做这样的祷告呢？首先立志。
So how do we make such a prayer? First, we determine.
无论神的旨意怎样，我立志遵行。
No matter what is the will of God, I will follow.
在我立志之前，我先把我自己的意志丢掉。
And even before that, I have to cast out my own will.
那么这个立志，耶稣说立志遵行，立志是一个长期的过程。
And when Jesus said our wills, and this is actually talking about a process.
每天。每时每刻我都要立定这个心志，不是一次的。
It's a process, and every time, every moment, every day, every moment I have to determine and to well.
因为我们总是想回到体贴自己那个状态。
Because our nature always want to bring us back to the status that we mind for our own desire.
所以当耶稣用立志这个词的时候，其实就告诉我们了，这不是一下子，这一直要立志。
So when Jesus used the will, this word is basically told us it's a process. It's not just a one-time deal.
然后呢，当耶稣说立志的时候，确实告诉我们不要心怀二意了。
And when Jesus said, "Will," it also told us it do not, we should not have a double mind.
就是这一个意愿。
And just this will.
立志遵行神的旨。
To determine the result, to follow the will of God, that's the only one.
心怀二意的人，他没有办法立志的。
And if a double mind, then you cannot will, as Jesus said.
这个也想要，那个也想要。那你什么都要不到。
If I want this, I want that, then you can have nothing.
当然，你从神那里什么都要不到。
Of course, what I said is you cannot have things from God.
这是在雅各书告诉我们，心怀二意的人不要想从神那里得什么。
And the book of James told us this: a double mind, you cannot get anything from God.
我们今天谈到怎样来知道神的旨意。
So today we talk about how do we know the will of God.
首先立志遵行就会知道。
So Jesus told us, if we wills, then we will know.
怎样立志遵行呢？
How do we wills?
首先丢掉我们自己。
First, we cast down our own desires and the will.
然后坚定心志，无论神的旨意是怎样。
And then determine the resolve to whatever what God will is.
我下定决心遵行。
I will determine to follow.
因为我没有别的路走了，我把自己原来那条路已经丢了，我只有这一条路了。
Because I don't have another way to go, because I cast out my other ways, so I have the only way to go.
然后这个立志呢，不是一时的这个什么情绪呀，不是一时的这个冲动啊，持续的。
And also, this will is not like a one-time passion, a one-time impulse.But it's a continued work in our heart.
然后这个立志呢，就不是心怀二意。
And this determination or this wills are saying we are not double-minded.
然后我想到，就是人怎样知道神的旨意。
When I think about how people know God's will,
亚伯拉罕是一个知道神旨意。
Abraham is the one that who knows the will of God.
上帝对亚伯拉罕说，把你的独生子。献祭给上帝。
And God said to Abraham, said, offer your only son to God.
亚伯拉罕他怎么就那么确定的知道这句话是从神来的呢？他怎么就那么确定呢？
How Abraham know so sure this is actually God's speaking to him?
这句话难道就不是魔鬼的谎言吗？让我把自己的孩子杀死献祭，这么残酷的事情，这难道不是魔鬼骗我吗？
Can that be a devil's deceit? Such a cruel thing, right? Kill my own son, offer to God. Can that be a devil's deceit?
然后神不是应许亚伯拉罕，神不是应许我让我的子孙像天上的星、海边的沙。
If God promised me that my descendant would be like a sand on a beach of the ocean or like the star.
我会有很多很多的子孙，但是现在神又告诉我，把我唯一的这个儿子杀掉，那我那些后裔怎么会出来呢？
And God told me I have a lot of descendants, but at the same time now God told me to kill my own son. Then where those descendants come from?
那这不自相矛盾吗？这上帝不自相矛盾吗？
Is God doing things that contradict to each other?
那这怎么可能是从神来的旨意呢？
How can this come from God?
所以我们就会问这个问题，亚伯拉罕怎么就那么确定让他把自己的孩子献祭给上帝，这个旨意就从神来的，他怎么就那么确定呢？
So we certainly have this question, how Abraham is so sure that this thing to offer his son to God is from God? It's God's will.
我们今天整个信息快到结束了，我相信我们大家每个人都知道答案，亚伯拉罕为什么那么确定。
And I think we come to the end of this sermon. I'm sure that everyone knows why Abraham is so sure.
为什么?
This is the will of God. Why?
为什么?
Why is that?
亚伯拉罕立志遵行。
Because Abraham determined to follow the will of God.
他就知道。
Because he determined to follow the will of God. So,
我们今天脑袋中有很多很多的问号，我们不知道。
Today we have all those question marks in our mind and in our head, and we don't know.
其实答案很简单。
Actually, the answer is pretty clear?
有没有立志出行？
Whether we determine to follow.
亚伯拉罕就知道。
Abraham knows that.
原因很简单。他就立志遵行。
For a very simple reason, is he determined to follow.
然后他从这个立志遵行，圣经告诉我们亚伯拉罕的信心。
And so for his wills to follow the will of God, and the Bible tells us about the faith of Abraham.
因为他相信神是从无变为有的神，神是可以让死人复活的神。
Because his faith, Bible said, Abraham's faith is the faith in God that he can turn to nothing to everything. He can raise the dead.
他对有上帝这样的信心，所以他就立志遵行，无论神对我说什么，我立志遵行。
He has such a faith in God, so he determined to follow the will of God.
所以神称亚伯拉罕是朋友啊，上帝的朋友。
So God actually called Abraham his friend.
我们大家思想一下，造物的主称一个被造物，这是我的朋友。
So think about the Creator called.One of his creatures said, "This is my friend."
今天什么样的人做朋友
？Today, what kind of people become friend?
两个人做朋友是不是
？Two person become a friend.
我们小狗是我们的宠物。
And the dog is our pet.
我有些心里话不跟他说，他也听不懂。
Because I cannot tell some of my secret in my heart because he cannot understand.
让我们。主内的弟兄是朋友。
So if we are brothers in Christ, we become a friend.
那是同等的。
And we are the same.
我们是同样的受造物。
And we are same creature.
大家思想一下，上帝称亚伯拉罕是他的朋友，这是一件对人来说这是多么不可思议的事情。
So if you think about the Creator God called Abraham his friend, it's how unimaginable a thing.
耶稣也称我们这些跟从他的人。
And Jesus also called us that who followed him his friend.
约翰福音十五章十四节，耶稣说：“你们若遵行我所吩咐的，就是我的朋友。”
And John chapter 15 verse 14 said, "If you do whatever I command you, and you are my friends."
耶稣不再称我们是他的仆人了。
And Jesus no longer call us his servant.
因为仆人不知道主人的心思。
Because servant do not know the master's mind.
朋友知道。
And a friend knows.
耶稣就是说，你们会知道，你们会知道，就是跟从耶稣的人，你们会知道耶稣的心意，你们会知道神的心意。
What Jesus here said that those of us who follow Jesus, we would know the will of God.
因为你们是朋友，是耶稣的朋友，我们是耶稣的朋友。
Because we are the friend of Jesus.
那我们怎样做耶稣的朋友呢
？So how do we become a friend?
遵行耶稣所吩咐。
He said, "Do whatever I command you."
就是耶稣的朋友。
That's his friend.
就知道耶稣的心意。
And know his will.
感谢神，我们也都知道亚伯拉罕就最后并没有把他的孩子真正的杀死，把他的独生子以撒真正的杀死献祭给神。
Thank God, of course, we don't know that in the end, Jesus, Abraham actually didn't kill his son to offer sacrifice.
但是亚伯拉罕是立志要这样做的，刀都拿出来了。
But Abraham is determined to do that. He actually had everything prepared, even the knife.
但是上帝预备了。
But God prepared the sacrifice in the end.
上帝预备了一只羊，代替了以撒。
God prepared a goat as a replacement of.
这个世界上从来没有人为上帝献上自己的儿子，独生子。
In this world, there's no one actually offered to God his own son.
只有神把他的独生爱子赐给了世人。
Only God offered his only begotten son to the world.
好，我们最后请大家起立，我们一起来读两处圣经的经文。
And let's read two scriptures.
我们看到屏幕上圣经的经文，我们可以一起来读约翰福音三章十六节。
First one is John 3:16.
约翰福音三章十六节起，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们， 叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。好，我们再来读罗马书五章六至八节。
Second Romans chapter 5 verse 6 to 8.
罗马书五章六节起，因我们还软弱的时候，基督就按所定的日子为罪人死，为义人死是少有的，为人人死或者有敢做的，唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。好，大家请坐。好，我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
感谢你从万民当中你呼召你拣选了我们。
Thank you, you called us and chose us from the nations.
当我们还是罪人的时候，当我们还是与神为敌的时候，
When we are sinner and we are enemy of God,
主耶稣基督就道成肉身来到世上。
Jesus would come fresh, come to this world,
就担负世人的罪，
bear our sin,
担负我们的罪，
bear our sin,
在十字架上牺牲他自己。
And sacrifice himself on the cross.
流出他的血，洗净我们一切的罪。
Cleansing our sins.
让我们这一切信靠主耶稣基督的人，我们就罪得赦免。
Those who trust in him will sin be forgiven.
主耶稣受死埋葬，第三天从死里复活。
And Jesus died and buried and the third day raised from the dead.
让我们这一切本来是注定沉沦灭亡的罪人，也有永生的盼望。
So the sinner was deemed to be perished to have this everlasting hope.
让我们能够被圣灵借着神的道重生。
And also we can give a rebirth through the Holy Spirit.
我们愿主耶稣基督来掌管我们的人生。
We may Jesus become the master lord of our life.
圣经让我们现今的世代邪恶，让我们不要做愚昧人，要明白神的旨意。
In this Bible teaches today's world is evil, and we want to be a wise person.
主啊，我们很多时候我们不清楚、不明白神的旨意到底是什么。
Lord, sometimes we do not understand what's the will of God.
就求神光照我们，让我们能够真正的首先立志遵行神的旨意。
So ask the Lord to teach us. Let us first determine to follow the will of God.
我们就能够明白神的旨意。
And then we can know the will of God.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Such a prayer in the name of Christ.
Amen.